From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Smokers, seeing is believing. And you can see for yourself that Raleigh cigarettes do give you the finer tobaccos. Take a pack of Raleighs and compare the open ends with any other cigarettes on the market. You'll see a marked difference. The tobacco in Raleighs is far more golden in color. And that means Raleigh cigarettes give you the finer tobaccos, because any expert will tell you the golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive. And into Raleigh cigarettes goes an exclusive blend of 31 of these better golden tobaccos. That's why Raleigh cigarettes are so distinctively superior in taste and flavor. And don't forget, Raleigh cigarettes give you valuable coupons, redeemable for over 70 magnificent premiums. Yes, and these coupons are redeemable for defense bonds and stamps. Save these coupons and help America. Friends, you can see it pays in many ways to get the pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes. Stars and Stripes, played by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. And now we present Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's outstanding young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rose O'Night, Rose O'Night.
Hey, wait a minute, Red. That's Rose O'Day.
No, it isn't. This girl's on the graveyard shift at Lockheed.
Say, Red, tell me, have you got your new automobile license
plate yet? No, my uncle hasn't had time to make them yet.
Now, wait a minute, Red. You don't mean it. Your uncle really doesn't make license plates, does he?
Yeah, it breaks the monotony, you know. He gets pretty bored just making $5 bills. But I really did go down to get my license plates today, Brad, and boy, what a long line of people.
Did you have to wait in line a long time?
Yeah, but I wasn't the only one. There was a guy in front of me with a long white beard, and I said, "Are you waiting for your license plates for 1942? He says, "No, 1492. I'm Columbus."
Say, Red, has the steel shortage affected the license plates?
Yeah, you know, they're thinking of using wooden license plates if the shortage continues.
License plates made of wood?
Yeah, Brad, I can see it now. Every time you knock down a pedestrian, you yell, "Timber!"
That reminds me. They've got a new California law now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. If you hit a pedestrian, you've got to put on your brakes.
You mean you can't follow through anymore?
Well, anyway, your license plates cost you so much according to the worth of your car, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Red, what's your car worth?
I don't know. When I came up to the window, they handed me my plates and $2.
My uncle had a $2 plate once. It was an upper plate.
Your uncle only paid $2 for an upper plate, Lozzie?
Yeah, and the teeth were made out of tile.
Tile teeth? Did they fit?
No. Every time he smiled, he looked like a vicious bathtub.
You know, I had a terrible experience at the license bureau myself.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I got in the wrong line, and when I got to the desk, some guy in uniform, without even looking up, said, "Okay, buddy, take off your shirt."
I took off my shirt once.
You took off your shirt? What happened, Ozzie?
I was hissed out of the YMCA gym.
Say, Harriet, I'd like to ask you something about Ozzie.
Yes, what is it?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, anyway, Red, I'm glad that the ordeal of getting license plates is over.
Yeah, you know, I had a terrible time filling out my application blank. When they asked me what my color was, I put down red.
You put down red as your color? Why?
Well, when I reached for my money, I was discovering I was wearing my mother's shorts. Slacks. You know, I don't know whether it's worth getting license plates or not, the way people drive.
Yeah, some of these people here really drive like crazy, don't they?
Yeah, you remember those little signs they used to have on the back of your car that read, if you can read this, you're too darn close?
Yeah.
You know, they got new signs now. They say, if you can read this, you're dead.
Oh, Red, do you really think that Hollywood drivers are that reckless?
Well, on the way home from the license bureau, I got caught in a traffic jam. So to avoid an accident, I had to drive between two trolley cars.
You went between two trolleys?
Yeah, Truman. Do you know anybody who wants to buy a tall, thin Buick?
It was New Year's Eve, and we were all sitting around the fire when our genial host said, let's drink a toast to some person we admire. Some were clever, some were dull, and some were just plain dumb. And when it came my turn, I said a toast to my old chum. He borrows all my newest shirts and wears my sharpest ties. He even lends my car out to a dozen other guys. If I should try to get a ride, I get the well-known thumb from my old chum. I tried to get a night of rest, I even locked the door, but he brings in a party that swings out till 3 or 4, who winds up sleeping in my bed while I sleep on the floor. My old chum. We make a blind date with a couple of girls to dine at some fancy-priced grill. I always wind up with the homely one, and of course I'm the guy who pays the bill. I thought I'd found the one girl who could never be surpassed. I even got to thinking, this is real romance at last. And then I found she'd run away with just another bum. My old chum.
She wears my finest evening gowns, gets runners in my hose, and uses my pet powder puff to dull her shiny nose. My mail is opened by mistake, but she knows who it's from. She's my old chum. She broadcasts all my secrets, but to everyone in town, and splashes in my fine perfume. It really gets me down. She beats me to the kitchen, and she leaves me not a crumb. That's my old chum. She tells me she simply adores my new hat. She says, my dear, it's too, too divine. Then says to all my friends, is she kidding with that? Oh, but after all, what can you expect for $1.49? While glancing through this morning's pictures on the social page, I saw the Duke of something or other, the newest social rage. And standing right beside the Duke, but standing well upstage, was my old chum.
That was Harriet and Ozzy singing Ozzy's own special song, My Old Chum. And speaking of old chums, how are you tonight, wonderful Smith?
Pretty good, Mr. Stevens.
Say, how are things down on Central Avenue?
Are they okay, except we had a little spell of mist.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You don't mean it's raining in California.
And how? Why, the other night I set out a mousetrap and caught a herring.
Say, wonderful. I understand you own a nightclub now.
Yes, sir. That's right, Mr. Skelton. I do.
You really do, huh? Say, tell me, how many tables in the place?
3.
Just 3 tables? Well, how many people can you accommodate?
About 500, if they're friendly.
Say, have you got a good orchestra in the place?
Oh, yes, sir. We got 3 pieces.
Yeah.
Piano, drum, and a fellow with the hiccups.
A fellow with the hiccups, what's he for?
He comes in handy when they play a la conga.
Say, do you run a very orderly nightclub?
Oh, yes, sir. We only allow 25 zombies to a customer.
Oh, fine.
And not only that, but we serve $1 drinks for 50 cents.
You serve dollar drinks for 50 cents? Well, where do you make any money?
Well, I hire a fan dancer.
Yeah.
And if she insists on dancing in a costume, I make her pay a cover charge.
Say, that's a good idea. Say, did the anti-noise hurt your business on New Year's Eve?
No, sir. Why, at my place, the champagne flowed like water.
It is?
In fact, it was water.
You mean you cut the champagne?
Brother, at Wonderful Smith's Happy Hacienda, we even cut the spring water.
Say, did everybody have a nice time there?
Oh, yes, sir. And it was all just like an air raid warning.
What do you mean it was just like an air raid warning?
Two of my special drinks and we had another blackout. Tell me, Mr. Skelton, how did you start the new year?
Well, you know, I had nothing to do with it. I just woke up and there it was. Say, what do you say? Let's turn back the clock and see how different people celebrated the new year. First, we have a couple who starts out on New Year's Eve. They don't know where they're going and they never get there. They're walking down the street. Harriet, you be Fuzzy and I'll be Wuzzy.
Gee, just some New Year's Eve, ain't it, huh?
Yeah, look, everybody looks so happy. Look at that guy over there. Don't he look happy? Happy New Year, buddy.
Ah, shut up.
Say, you gonna let him tell you to shut up?
I sure am. I think them shoulders are real. Well, here's Sunset Boulevard. Let's cross to the other side, huh?
Okay.
Maybe we better stay on this side.
Gee, there are a lot of people pushing and shoving.
Yeah, I say, hey, bub, get your hand out of my pocket, bub.
Oh, what's the matter with you? I'm cold.
Yeah. Well, put your hand in somebody else's pocket.
Are you trying to run my business?
We should have stayed at home, huh?
Yeah, I can just picture us now, sitting on the sofa, nicking.
Yeah, just you and me.
Yeah, and your kid brother on me lap.
Well, we're going to have some fun tonight. How about going in this place, huh?
Wait a minute. This is the most expensive place in town. This is the Café de la Paix de la Poo.
Oh, is it really an expensive place?
Lord, it sure is. They won't even let you in there unless you got on mink underwear. Brother, does that tickle? Come on, let's go home, huh?
Nah, we're going in here.
Well, they don't let everybody in here, but we'll try. Come on, we'll go through the revolving door.
Okay.
Let's go home. I don't need a drink now.
Gee, this is a swanky place. Oh, look, here comes the head waiter now.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Head Waiter.
Well, this is an unpleasant surprise.
Yeah.
What bus did you get off?
Listen, we'd like to get a table for two.
Two what?
We want a table for us, you know, a table. It's made out of wood.
Oh, of course. How silly of me. You're termites, aren't you?
Now, look, Fancy Pants, what's the price of a table?
Well, it's according to your location. $25 for ringside, $13 for the next row, and the booths are $10 each.
Oh, here's a buck and a half and some chewing gum. Just paste this up on the wall.
Outside, cheapskates.
Gee, boy, what a New Year's Eve. Do you suppose everybody will insult us every place we go tonight?
Yeah, fix your hat. It's crooked.
No, it ain't. My face slants.
Oh, look, here's a nice place.
Are you kidding? This is more expensive than the last place.
Oh, I know, but it got a fan dancer in there.
Hurry, dear. We don't want to miss anything, do I? Then we have Clem, the boy from the country. He's on his way to see his girl, Daisy June, to celebrate the new year.
Well, here I am again.
I'm on my way to see Daisy June.
Let all your acquaintance be, boy, boy. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Gee,
I got a frog in my throat. I think he's been drinking, too. Well, there's Daisy June's house. I think I'll knock on the door. Hello, Daisy June!
Who are you?
It's me, Clem. I washed.
Land sakes, I didn't recognize you. Come on in, Clem. A happy new year.
Well, happy new year to you.
Hi, Clem. Your shirt's clean.
Yep, I stayed up all night erasing it.
Why don't you send it to the laundry?
I do, but they put too much starch in everything.
Well, won't you sit down, Clem?
Yeah, I'd love to sit down. Uh-oh, can't make it. Too much starch.
Well, Clem, 1942 will soon be here.
Yep, 1942. Just think. Only 100 more years and Dick Tracy will have the world reformed.
Well, it sure is nice being here with you on New Year's Eve.
Yep.
But tell me something, Clem.
What?
Will you always be my Tootsie Boy?
Yeah. If you'll always be my Clabber Girl.
Say, Clem, have you got a jug there?
Yeah, you never can tell when you're going to get bit by a snake bite.
Well, I hope it isn't hard cider.
No.
Hard cider always makes me want a neck.
Duh?
What kind is it?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Now, Clem, don't you go drinking any of that stuff.
Why not?
Because every time you do, you start chasing me around the room.
Well, no. You better put on your roller skates.
Now, Clem.
Oh, I'll go see who that is. Well, Daisy June, look who's here.
Well, well, it's Reginald Demijohn.
Happy New Year, Daisy June. Here's something to brung you.
Oh, my, and they're just beautiful. Such long stems. Too bad there ain't any flowers on the end of them.
Are you all waiting for the new year?
Yeah, you better go, too, because with you here, 1942 may refuse to come in.
Oh, don't you like me, Clem?
No.
Well, if I can't stay here, where can I go?
Well, if I tell you, you won't need that overcoat.
Clem.
What?
What you got in the jug?
Homemade cider.
Give me a little snort.
Hmm?
I said, give me a little snort.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Clem. Clem, it's New Year's Eve. Give him a swig.
Yes, I'll just touch my tongue to it.
Okay, but just touch your tongue to it, though.
Yep.
All right there, Reggie. Drink like a motorboat, don't you? There's others here, you know. Boy, what a long tongue that guy's got. Well, I guess I better go home. He drank all of my stagger juice.
Thank you.
Love Me Baby with a Gentle Zag, played by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, featuring Frank Leitner at the piano. And now a little feature from our friend, Truman Bradley.
Thank you, Red. Friends, let's play a little game. In this hand, I hold a lot of colorful advertising. In the other, a very beautiful gift. Now, you can't have both, even though both in reality are advertising. Which do you choose? Why, the gift, of course. And it's on this principle that Raleigh cigarettes advertise to you. The magnificent premiums you get with Raleigh coupons are a form of Raleigh cigarette advertising, bought and paid for out of our profits, just like any other advertising. It is our belief that this is the best way to dramatize, that is, to pleasantly impress upon you that Raleighs give you more for your money. A cigarette blended from only the golden, the choicer, more expensive tobaccos, for far greater smoking pleasure. The finest cigarette modern equipment and scientific manufacture can produce. Frankly, we want to spend our advertising money with you because we feel that will do us the most good. For every time you see one of the 70 handsome premiums, you'll be reminded over and over that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes.
Say, Red, didn't we overlook someone bringing the New Year in?
Oh, yeah, the lady and her little boy. They are getting ready for the New Year. She wants him to take off his clothes and be the New Year, but he wants to go to bed. So, Harriet, you be my mother and I'll be the little boy. Mommy.
What is it, Junior?
What are all the people doing in the living room?
They're waiting for the New Year.
Oh, boy, New Year's Eve. Wine and women.
What are you saying?
Oh, boy, New Year's Eve. Lemonade in my Superman book. Hey, Mommy, I bet I know what they're doing.
Yes, darling, you're so innocent about those things, aren't you?
Yeah, I told you. I know I had to be innocent, but innocent or not, even from here, I can tell they're getting polluted.
Junior, they will have a little glass later, but now they're just waiting for the New Year.
Gee, Pop's been waiting ever since last January, ain't he? Gee, can I go back to sleep now?
No, you can't. Sleepy. I want you to fix up so you can be the New Year.
Well, I better go to bed. My teddy bear's getting cold.
Well, you can't.
Mommy, where's my mama doll you bought me for Christmas?
Mama doll?
Yeah, you know the one that you pour water in its mouth and it goes, Mama.
Now that belongs to your sister. You're too old for dolls.
I'm too old for dolls?
Well, yes, aren't you?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed. I want to go to bed.
Well, you can't go to bed.
You let me go to bed or I would tell.
You'll tell what?
I would tell everybody that you used to be an air raid warden on a gambling ship.
Now, Junior, that's not true.
I want to go to bed.
Well, now, enough of this. Enough of your foolishness. Now, you put this on.
Oh, boy, the guy that bought this handkerchief must have had an awful big nose.
Well, that's no handkerchief, Junior. That's a diaper. Remember?
Yes, I remember, and I ain't going to wear it either.
You do as I say.
I'm not going to dress up like that. You ain't going to wrap me up with a napkin like a hot roll.
Oh, come here. Let me pin you up.
Oh, you stuck me with a pin. You stuck me. You stabbed me, oh. I will get locked, jaw. You stabbed me.
Junior, the pin is still closed. What you feel is the pin on your skin.
You did. Sure it cold, ain't it, Mom? I want to go to bed like the fighting...
Oh, be quiet. Any other time you'd want to stay up.
Yeah?
Now, hold still. You're going to be the New Year.
Okay.
So put this big safety pin in your panties.
Oh, I feel terrible.
And now we'll put this 1942 sign right across your chest.
Yeah, I look like an automobile, don't I?
And now here's Pop's high silk hat.
Oh, I will put it on. Hey, Mommy, it's awful dark in here. The hat is too big for me.
Oh, Junior, you deliberately pulled that hat down over your eyes.
No, I didn't. Me head is just too little. I think I would look better in a Dixie cup.
You wouldn't well mixed. Yeah. I'm going to see if everybody's all right. Now, you keep out of the kitchen. Do you hear me?
Okay. Here I am all alone. Like the 143rd. I think I would take a little walk into the kitchen.
Oh, look, dirty icebox all by itself. I bet it is awful lonesome. I will open it up. Look at all of that lovely food. Look at that big banana pie. If I do, I did a whipping. I do it. I will crawl in the icebox and smear that pie all over me. Well, I hid in the icebox. Uh-oh. The door closed on me. I am locked in the icebox. How about that? That little light does go out.
Well, I'll just get some ice cubes while I'm here. Yeah! Junior, what are you doing in that ice box?
Well, you scared me, too. Don't yell at me.
Now, you get out of there. Do you want to catch cold?
Gee, I hit chill to the bone.
Well, put your hat on.
Yeah. Hey, Mommy, look, I had almost frozen stiff. Look at my finger. I can't even move it.
Oh, it's not your finger. That's a piece of celery.
Yeah. Boy, I had awful cold. Maybe you could give me a glass or something to warm me up, and I don't mean a whipping.
Now, Junior, you know we don't have anything like that in the house.
Is that so? What's going on in the living room? The Boston Tea Party?
Now, let's not get nosy, bub. And if you must know what they're drinking, it's milk.
Funny looking towel they get it from.
Well, now, come on. It's midnight. Now, just run in and say, Happy New Year, and then you can go right to bed.
Okay. Big drink of milk in here, huh? So, Happy New Year, everybody. Hey, Mummy, that must have been warm milk they're drinking. Everybody to sleep.
Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra are playing Who, one of the pleasant highlights from the musical production Sonny. And here's good news for you pipe smokers who want a new high in smoking pleasure.
Yes, gentlemen, pack Sir Walter Raleigh into your pipe, and you'll hit a brand new high in smoking pleasure. It's rich and mellow with a nut-like flavor that's exclusive with Sir Walter Raleigh. And it burns with a pleasing, fragrant He-Man aroma. You see, Sir Walter Raleigh gives you a full-bodied blend of choicest Burleys, cured and aged for mildness and superlative smoothness. And with it all, Sir Walter Raleigh's careful crimp cut provides cool, even burning right down to the bottom of the bowl. Sir Walter Raleigh's the quality pipe tobacco of America, yet it costs no more than ordinary tobacco. So, men, get this big smoking bonus. Tonight, try a tin of Sir Walter Raleigh.
Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley, will all be back at the same time next Tuesday. We hope you'll be listening. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Government.